6 and verse number 33. Matthew 6, 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And for just a few minutes, I want to talk about seek the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. This is an admonishment. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. It is an admonishment, and particularly in times like these, where there's turmoil and there is hatred and there's mean-spiritedness, where it seems like people are going absolutely berserk. Amen. How do we counteract? How do we deal with the society that we find ourselves in today? Amen. It's really interesting in that the Bible is so clear, and yet we have so many problems. Amen. But it has to begin with us, my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Amen. The way we handle hate is that we love more.
That's right.
Amen. We have to love more.
Yes.
Amen. We have to understand who we are, and we must understand whose we are. We have to know that we are kingdom dwellers.
That's right.
Amen. We are kingdom dwellers. Now, and it was interesting in our VBS on one of the nights that Sister Hodge spoke, she talked about having the red letter Bible, and that was such a blessing because now with many of our devices, we don't have that red letter that tells us, these are the words of Jesus. And every now and then, amen, you might want to just read the paper book. Amen. And see the words of Jesus that are pointed out in red. Amen. Now, in Matthew 6, this is part of the Sermon on the Mount. Amen. It is really the Magna Carta of Christianity. If we want to know how to live, amen, familiarize yourselves with the teaching that Jesus gives us from the Sermon on the Mount. Amen. Now, I want to just really focus in, though, on this verse 33, because he says, but first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All right, we're admonished in the text to, first of all, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All right, one can understand seek, because by definition, seek is to try to find or to search for. But there's another definition for seek, and it is to bend one's efforts toward. To bend one's efforts toward. And in this instant case, bend your efforts toward Christ.
Right.
Amen. You're not seeking to find him because he's not lost.
That's right.
Let me say that again. Somebody didn't get that. Amen. We're not seeking to find him because he's not lost.
That's right.
We want to seek him in the matter of bending our efforts toward him, to aim at what he teaches us, to pursue the things that he has outlined in his word.
Amen.
Amen. Now, when we look at and his righteousness, this gives us a clue. Amen. In seeking the kingdom of God, we are not trying to find a geographical location. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Amen. The kingdom is not a physical location per se. Amen. Verses 25 through 32 tells us definitively that the kingdom of God speaks to a spiritual entity.
That's right.
Amen. In those verses, we are taught how not to have and suffer with anxiety.
That's right.
Amen. Because we are we are people who like to worry. And then when we don't have anything to worry about, we worry because we don't have anything to worry about. Amen. Don't have a thing to worry about today. What can I worry about? Well, amen. With all that's going on in our society now, though, you have plenty, that you find yourselves worrying about. But the Lord said that we should be anxious for nothing. Amen. Don't worry about anything. And if you're in the kingdom, you really should not worry. Amen. Only the folk who are not in the kingdom have something to worry about. Amen. Jesus tells us in Mark 4 and verse 11, it is given to believers to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Amen. And so I want to visit with you about the kingdom of God. If you got a pen and paper, write this down. Amen. Write this down. The definition, the kingdom of God. Are you writing?
Yes, sir.
The kingdom of God is where the will of God is manifest in the earth realm. Let me say that a little slower so you can write it. Amen. The kingdom of God is where the will of God, the rule of God, is manifest in the earth realm. Now you say, well, preacher, you're using terms like manifest and things like that. Exactly what are you talking about? Well, glad you asked. Manifest is simply to make clear, to make it evident, to show plainly, to reveal it. Amen. Now, to help us understand that, the Apostle Paul, writing in Romans 14 and verse number 17, tells us, for the kingdom of God is not meat or drink. Amen. Not stuff. Amen. And Jesus tells us in verses 25 of Matthew 6 that we're not to take no thought of stuff. Amen. We spend a lot of time worried about stuff. Amen. And we need to focus on that that really means something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness. We just saw that term, didn't we? And his righteousness. Amen. And so the kingdom of God is where the will of God is manifest. And we have to understand that righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost are components that we find in the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Amen. 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 Now let's look at beginning with righteousness. Amen. You see, we talked about bending. When we seek, we bend toward. If we are pursuing, we bend toward. Our efforts ought to be toward righteousness, and they ought to be bent toward peace, and ought to be having joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is sad when folk look like they've been sucking on sour lemons when God has been so good to you. Amen, amen. If you don't have anything to say hallelujah about, you think about the fact that you're sitting on that pew. Amen. God is good to you. Amen. God is good to this preacher. I have no problem saying hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And sometimes folks say, well, you know, he say hallelujah all the time. Yes, I do. I do it because I know in whom I have believed, and I know what he has meant to me, and you can't stop me from praising him. Amen. 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 But let's begin. Let's look at righteousness. Another way of saying that is righteous living. The moral and ethical dimension of Christian living. Amen. We shouldn't get so caught up in the trivial things like what we're going to eat or what we're going to wear. But amen, we ought to focus on right living. Well, somebody said, well, Pastor, what is right living? Right living is what God says is right living. Amen. When we come to the church, folk in the church have gotten all the church-isms down. How you doing, my brother? I'm blessed. Highly favored. Yes, sir. We got them all down. Amen. 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 But we want to live out the blessings of God. Amen. 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 God tells us, let's not get weary in well-doing. Amen. We will do for a while, but we'll get tired of doing something. Don't stay sick too long. Amen. Don't need too long. Amen. But if you have right living, you know that you've been blessed to be a blessing. Amen. God has brought you to this point that you can bless somebody. Amen. We are to, heard Brother Bruce said, it's true. We have to learn that we are a conduit. Amen. We're not a reservoir.
Right.
Amen. God blesses us. And we, you know what I'm saying, we get all we can all we get, and set on the can. Amen. God says, I want to bless somebody through you. When you understand that you are a blessing and God wants to bless someone through you, you understand that where there is a need and an opportunity, it becomes your responsibility. Somebody didn't get that. Where there is a need and there is the opportunity, it becomes your responsibility. Amen. Amen. If you're looking for God to come down here and cook somebody some beans, he ain't going to do it. Because you know how to do it. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Too often, we want God to do everything.
Yeah.
Amen. Have you listened to us pray?
Yes. Yeah.
And stop by. And we give orders to the Lord and stop by and see so and so and stop by. Amen. He told you to stop by.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We are concerned about those that have a need. Amen. Right living. Amen. Living the kind of life that will glorify God. Now, to help you with that, Paul in Romans 6 and verse number 16, and I want y'all to focus on this. Paul says, and he's talking about the righteousness of God. He says, know you not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey. Y'all didn't get that. Amen. To whom you yield yourself to obey, that's whose servant you are. And it's not hard. Just look at what you're doing. And an easier way, Minister Vanessa, is look at folk checkbook and follow the line of checks, who they writing checks to. Amen. It tells you, yeah, that's the word, follow the money. Amen. It tells you where their heart is.
That's
right. His servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, are of obedience unto righteousness. Those who belong to the Lord, amen, they obey him. Amen. He says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And our obedience to him shows our righteousness. Amen. And our righteousness becomes demonstrative. Somebody ought to see us living for the master. Amen. It's not so much how I tell folk who I am. It's the kind of life that I live. Let me tell these folks. In the middle of the people. Amen. Anybody can act pretty good from 11 to 1. Amen. But how are you on the job? Can anybody tell you a Christian on the job? When you're at the supermarket, can they tell whether you're a Christian or not? And I tell folk all the time, One of the ways, I don't know whether you're a Christian or not, is do you know how to push your basket back to the receptacle? Amen. You roll your groceries out, you load up your car, and you leave that basket right in the middle of the parking lot. And then you say, praise God, hallelujah. If he hadn't blessed you enough to cause you to think about the next person's car.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, I can't seem to find where they put them, so I just leave it right in the middle of the parking lot. If you get nothing else out of this message, put the basket where it belongs. Amen. 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 Paul goes on and he says, being then made free from sin. You see, when we look at the events of that occurred on yesterday and what's going on in our society, the only way to describe that is sin.
That's right.
Amen. People say, it's terrorism, it's sin.
That's right.
We have to start calling it out by its name.
That's right.
And the only solution for sin is folk have to be born again.
That's right.
And the emphasis ought to be on the body of Christ telling folk about the goodness of the Lord.
Right.
Tell them that dying, oh, praise his holy name, dying out of Christ is consuming fire. Do you know that we talk about heaven, but we very seldom talk about hell? But hell is a reality. Amen. If you have not accepted Christ as your Savior, amen. My friends in Catholicism, I wish it were true. You go to purgatory and they can pray you out of there. No, when you die and you have not made peace with God, the only place you can go are y'all hearing me? Amen. We like to talk about all the glories of heaven, and we ought to do that. But we need to tell folk heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. And so you see, for some folk, the only prerequisite for going to heaven is to die. And that's not true. Amen. Amen. Only those whom Christ has redeemed. Go ahead, because I'll get somebody upset. Being made free from sin, we become the servants of righteousness. Isn't it amazing that even in the church, we have so much conflict? And if we're serving the same God, if we're loving like he tells us, amen, that there ought to be a vertical love and a horizontal love. If we're loving God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our strength, and if we're loving our neighbor as ourselves, do you know that love will hide a multitude of faults? Amen. I'm not going to fight with you because I love you. We might talk, but we're not going to fight. Amen. The only fight that we ought to have is a faith fight. But we don't know. Okay, move on, Pastor. Amen, amen. So number one, Paul says, amen, that there ought to be righteousness. If you're in the kingdom, there has to be righteousness. Now, number two, if you're in the kingdom, you ought to have peace. Can you see that? He tells us, amen. Kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace. Amen. Now, when we talk about peace, please get this. Number one, we have peace with God. Somebody not getting this. We have peace with God. Amen. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. When Christ died on the cross and redeemed us, amen, we are in a right relationship with God. And now I am at peace with him. I am not at odds with him. There is no wrath that is to be poured out on me because I am now redeemed and I'm part of the family. folk don't seem to realize that if you have not made peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, you are at odds with Him.
That's right.
Not only do we have peace with God, but we have the peace of Christ. We are redeemed, we're saved, and sanctified. We have an inner rest of spirit. We are in fellowship with God, and we have a peace that passes all understanding. Amen. The peace of Christ is a gift. Jesus said, amen, in John 15 and verse 14, verse number 27, my peace I give unto you. Amen. He gives us this peace. And when I understand that I have the peace of God, I am not all upset when all these things happen. I know that God is in control. I know that I can trust Him because of strategically I am in the kingdom. And God is going to take care of the kingdom dwellers. He tells us, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We're not concerned about terrorism to the extent that I'm worried about what's going to happen. Amen. Amen. I know that God's going to take care of those that are His. Amen. I'm not worried about the hate, mean-spirited people. Amen. I have learned what the Lord says that we're to do for hate. If they smite you on the one side, turn to them the other. I know for some of us, we can't hardly handle that. Amen. Hey, don't be hitting me. I got to hit you back. Well, you got to grow up to it, knowing that Jesus said, have I got a witness?
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You see, if Jesus said it, it's not a matter of debate.
Yeah.
It's a matter of obedience. And the only way that you can demonstrate your love for Him is your capacity to turn the other cheek. Amen. As long as you fight with folk, you'll never get anything accomplished. But when folk, amen, when folk see, I've done all of that to them and they still love me. Amen. They still treat me right. You know how to change folk. Amen. God is good when it comes to changing folk. If you just stand your ground. Amen. I worked for a guy that was so hard. I said, I used to wonder I should pray the governor's prayer for him. Now, some people don't understand the governor's prayer, and I'm not going to explain it to you. But the Lord said, I heard it clearly, the Lord said, I can't change him, but I can ensure that my response to him is a Christian response. And that's all I can do is, amen, if you treat me badly, I'm going to do my job. I'm going to show respect. I'm going to do all that I can do. And you know what? That fella changed because he saw I was real in what I was doing. Amen. Amen. He told us, he said, I was talking to you, and I was really coming down on you, and you told me, that's okay. That made me mad. Because he wanted me to fight with him. I'm not going to fight with you. Amen. Amen. But the postmaster, know that. Your job is not to fight with your boss. Amen. God will take care of those that are His. We're His and He is ours. Now let me run to a close. And we look at righteousness. We look at peace. But then also we've got to understand the joy in the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Amen. This is a joy that is given by the Holy Spirit. Amen. This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Psalm 16 and verse 11 tells us, in thy presence is fullness of joy. Well, how do I find His presence? I can find Him from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. When you want to find some joy, start reading His Word. Start reflecting on what His Word says. Amen. Start rehashing in your mind His Word. That if God be for you, who can be against you? When the enemy, even my foes, came upon me, amen, 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 they stumble and fail. That God will take, if you know that God is God, amen, we need to start acting like God is God. Amen, amen. We don't join the parade of folk who want to talk about the president. Amen. He might not be the best, but he's still the president. And there is an honor that goes with whomever has that office. And we're going to give the honor to the office. Amen. Amen. You're not going to hear this preacher talking badly about him. Amen. Bad as he is. Not going to talk about it. Because God knows what's going on. Amen. God raises up leaders and he pulls down leaders. And I know that in time, God will work it all out. Amen. There are those who can't go to sleep because of the little fella in North Korea. Let me tell you something. If your focus is on Jesus, you're not worried about the little fella in North Korea. You know in whom you have believed. And you know that he's able to keep that has been committed unto him against that day. But in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. Nehemiah 8 and 10 says the joy of the Lord is our strength. When we understand that the joy of the Lord, I can have a strength that makes me invincible. I can stand in the midst of whatever the storms are. Why? Because in Psalm 126 and verse 5, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. I don't know whether you can see it or not, but the Lord will give you double for your trouble. Amen, amen. When I understand that the kingdom of heaven is a present reality, and it is also a future hope. Can I go ahead and preach? The Apostle Peter tells us in 2 Peter 1 and 10, so, dear friends, work hard to prove that you really are among those that God has called and chosen. Doing this, you will never stumble or fall. Have I got a witness? And God will open wide the gates of heaven for you to enter in the eternal kingdom. I don't know whether you can see it or not, but the kingdom, we said, is a present reality, but it's also eternal in the heavens. Oh, I feel good when I think about what God has for us. Amen. It's not pie in the sky when we die. God said, I got something for you right now. Long as I can trust in him, everything will be all right. Does not matter what's going on in the world. God is still in control. If God was able to speak this world into existence, don't you know he's able to keep it? Ah, he's able to keep that has been committed unto him against that day. Don't you know there have been those that would come against him before? And each one of them is still sleeping in the grave. Ah, thank you, Holy Ghost. When I think about all of those who come against the Lord, would not want to hear what the Lord had to say. Amen. God is still on the throne and they're sleeping in the grave. God is a good God. Worthy to be praised. Amen. When you find yourself being down and out, start praising him. Amen. When you find yourself hurting and wondering what's going to happen, amen. Read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And then listen as he began to praise him. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Why not? Because thou art with me. The rod and thy staff, I feel like they come with me. Praise you, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my name. Amen. He changed his mind. What he did yesterday, he can do it today. If he took care of Israel, he'll take care of you. Lean not to your own understanding, but all your ways acknowledge him.
Thank you.
Benefits, life insurance, amen, health benefits. You ask about the benefits, amen. There are benefits that come from being in the kingdom, amen. You have heaven that's taking care of you, amen. The world has to make it on their own, but you've got heaven when you're in the kingdom, amen. That's why Jesus could say, don't be fretting about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear. You're a kingdom dweller. Amen. Amen. Folk in the world worry about that kind of stuff. You don't need to worry about that. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, the seed begging bread. Amen. I'm a kingdom dweller. When I know who I am in the Lord. Amen. I'm not upset when I see all that's going on. And boy, there's some stuff that's going on. But how great is He that I can trust Him? Amen. We shall extend the privilege to the church. I'm going to ask that we would all stand.